Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Frequency. And thank you all for tuning in. Today's show, we got back-to-back episodes of The Blackburn Files, a series about Stephen Blackburn, who just got laid off from his job and decided to start a new career as a PI, as one typically does. If you enjoyed this episode, please check out more detective stories in the archives. And as always, if you could follow, review, and rate the podcast, those small things help out a lot. And check out the descriptions for links to the website, email, social media, and the Mystery Frequency store. And with all that, please enjoy the show.
Good morning. The place, somewhere in Yorkshire, the year 1989, the business, Blackburn Investigation, the person speaking, Tracy Duggan. Scheme number 3.
The Blackburn Files, with Finetime Fontaine as
Stephen J. Blackburn, discreet inquiries undertaken.
Episode 1, A Case of Making Good.
Can I help you?
May I speak to Mr. Stone, please?
Ingemels.
I beg your pardon.
Stone's gone, closed his casebook, hung up his binoculars, retired.
Whom am I addressing?
It's me, Tracy Janet Duggan. I've never liked that Janet. I'm more of a Roxanne.
Is that Stone private inquiries discreetly undertaken?
Private sometimes, discreet sort of. Stone, no.
Ingemels?
That's right.
Awfully flat there, isn't it?
That's the idea. It's a weight problem. Can we help?
I don't think so.
Blackburn's a new enterprise, the way forward, you know. Keep youth out of cardboard boxes under bridges.
Who are you exactly?
I'm on the personal assistant side.
You don't sound like it.
It's a bad line. What's your problem, Flower?
I wonder if your Mr. Blackburn could call round. It's rather urgent.
The sleuth's his mam's for dinner. A nice bit of tuna. But I'll ask him when he comes back. Whereabouts must he call?
The lodge, Causton on the Green.
What number?
Just the lodge.
Is there a bus?
Good heavens, I've no idea.
Who should I say called?
Forbes Willoughby. Elizabeth Forbes Willoughby. Have you got that?
I think so. It kind of goes on forever, doesn't it? Farewell. Out of your class, Mr. Detective. You'll need 2 Debretts to get there. Never mind buses.
Can't grumble about Tracy. For a training schemer, she's a gift. Sharp as a needle, logical as an axe. The problem one? She's not organised. I get this Forbes Willoughby message 24 hours after it was received. Problem two? She doesn't take kindly to counselling.
It's not my fault. I've got paperwork, Mr. Blackburn. Yours.
It could be very important.
Anyway, I blank out types like that. Too many plums on too many silver spoons.
We can't afford all that class stuff, Tracy. We're a business, not a crusade.
Don't get clever with me, Reader's Digest.
A day late.
You've got the address. Sounds like something out of an Agatha Christie. And there is a bus. I've checked. There's 3, actually. 7:32:11. So you'll need your flask and sarnies. Care to borrow my machine?
No, thank you.
Save you a few hours. She's very fast.
I've not had any medical yet.
Suit yourself. Let's have a sound.
Tracy!
What?
Turn it down, else off.
That's Benny Goodman, that. Swing!
Don't tempt me.
The demise of coal. A tragic case.
3 buses. Tracy was right. Still, she'll never get me on a motorbike. She'll die at speed, one of her silly ambitions. This year, Lodge was afloat on the hillside, 10 miles out of town. Never been one for countryside myself. It's too private. There was this long driveway, and at the end of it, near the house... security.
with teeth.
What is it? More dust is made by the disabled. Go round the back and see Groves.
Actually, I'm Stephen Blackburn. You rang the office.
Did I?
Private investigation? Blackburn. Nice dogs.
Oh, yes, the girl with the sawn-off voice box.
Oh, I'll tell her. She'll like that.
That was yesterday.
Am I too late? Busters, you see, those sevens. One missing and you stood like Clem for an hour.
You don't look like a private investigator. Didn't you used to find employment in the local extractive industry?
No, not me. I'm an investigator. Pro.
Really? Do you pack a rod, Mr. Bambone?
I'm sorry?
You mean Marley. Pack a rod. Fiction.
Books. Oh, that's Tracy's department. I'm real life, me. It's Blackburn, actually.
You'd better come in, then.
You haven't asked me for my identification. Is that wise, Mrs. Forbes Willoughby? I could be about to blemish your peace, couldn't I?
Don't worry. I just lift this little finger and those furry things over there will tear your throat out and leave it on the lawn. Aren't these filters lovely for this time of year?
She took me to the lounge. The carpet lapped my knees. I sank into an armchair as big as a swimming pool. The dogs crouched in front of me, big brown eyes saying, "Soon you will be dead." A butler with a tray of tea came and went like a sigh.
Nice little beasts.
Afghans.
Well, it's the time of year, I expect.
Do you like the tea?
It's very refreshing.
Orange pico?
No, Tara, I'm all right for the moment. I was wondering, like, if you want to tell me a bit about your problem, Mrs. Forbes Willoughby.
It's awfully personal and strictly private.
Don't worry. In this line, one is not easily shocked.
You've had a lot of experience, have you?
A good few cases, yes.
How many?
11. It's a long apprenticeship.
Well, the fact is, Mr. Blakely, I've had this rather disturbing communication.
Ah, obscene caller. Well, it happened.
Not the telephone, through the letterbox.
Ah, obscene postman.
Are you sure you were never one of those pig chappies?
No, I always crouch like this. Your problem, can you give me some more detail?
I've had a parcel, a package. Here.
Brown paper parcel. Scotch tapes. Badly affixed label. Weight, about 3 pounds. Smells like stew. My God!
What's the matter?
I want you to do exactly as I say, Mrs. Forbes Willoughby. Stand up and walk slowly back towards the French windows when I give the word. Above all, do not make any sudden movements.
Mr. Blackburn!
If I'm not mistaken, you have an incendiary device here, madam.
You silly man, I know what's in it. Approach the table. And do take off that silly anorak. It's so naff. Now, look at this.
Tennis. Lots of tenors.
200 new notes, actually.
That's a lot of money, Mrs. F.W.
Is it really?
That's 2 patio doors, that is.
Mr. Blackburn, this money has come anonymously through the post, but not to me.
Wrong address, you mean?
No. It came to Bertie.
Bertie?
My husband as was.
Ah, divorced. Well, it happens to the best.
I don't believe in divorce, no. Bertie, I'm afraid, is no longer of the planet.
Oh, is that right?
My poor darling Bertie.
I'm with you now. He's dead.
Bang. Out. At Clementine's all-day sauna, French and Japanese massage speciality.
It was a bit of a keep fit fan then.
This girl rang me from the premises. Would I go there immediately? Carol, she was called. That's not Japanese, is it? We took poor Bertie through the back door. They insisted. They didn't want a cadaver in the adult video suite. There was a lot of fuss. This was 2 years ago.
And now he's being sent 2 grand through the post.
Quite. Posthumously and anonymously.
What do you want me to do?
Find out where it came from. It's most unsettling. The death by massage I've got used to, but I cannot bear mysteries. You no doubt thrive on them.
I like it. I must write it down later.
There is one other thing. This was enclosed with the money.
A book of matches?
You will note the inscription.
56.
Does it mean anything to you?
It's a number.
11th case, you said? Early days, I suppose. What about the champagne glass motif?
Never touch this stuff. Makes me bilious.
I fear this clue smacks of yet more of Bertie's private life. I must confess to a certain nervousness.
You've not told the police?
Public servants. I always buy my services as a principle. Speed, privacy, discretion, and results, I trust.
Number 56. I'll ask Tracy. She drinks to excess. Lager and lime, Friday nights especially.
Living with Bertie was difficult enough. Living with his detritus is quite intolerable.
Well, it would be. Is that his photo on the mantelpiece?
Distinct resemblance to Ivan Nerello, don't you think?
Could be. I'm not a big sports fan, actually.
You may leave me now. Take the evidence.
The money?
All of it, are you sure?
I don't want it. And don't dawdle on the driveway. I'm letting Bismarck out for his exercise. He's awfully quick.
I have to jump this 4-foot privet. Wreck me, Kex. Still, a very useful client, this. I had to get it right. My name passed round on a silver salver, troubleshooter to the rich and powerful. Pity they all have to have bloody vicious dogs. Still, that's property for you. I jumped on a 32 trapper back to town. My assistant was a usual enthusiastic self.
Sounds out of a tree to me. 2,000 quid, likely story.
How do you mean?
Lonely rich old woman needs a bit of company, bit of attention. Probably made it all up.
Don't talk daft and turn that off.
It's pure English folk, this.
I like our client.
Did you see the money?
Well, as a matter of fact... That's what I said. Not exactly that, Tim.
2,000 quid? Couple of bloody patio doors chucked me.
That reminds me, your telephone conduct. I was wondering if you could see your way to taking a little more care.
Complaints from Bollinger Betty, is it?
It was mentioned.
You want me to be more sweet and girlish, I suppose?
Not at all. Just try and speak more clearly.
I resign.
Don't be daft.
Pass me my headgear, please.
Tracy?
Send me cash on Miss Marple.
She's an old woman.
Exactly.
Oh, come on, Tracy. It's important, voice reproduction, in work like this. Look, I'm here to teach you the business. Actually, you're rather nice when you're upset.
Don't try that, or I'll tell me training supervisor.
You wouldn't.
She'll sort you out. All those badges, one of them's bound to spell trouble for men.
Come on, sit down. I need your help with this case. You've not seen all the evidence yet. It's interesting, this. Tracy? Okay.
What evidence?
There's this.
Matches. Ask me another.
But where from?
Obvious. 56 Club, can't you read?
Club?
A converted Methodist chapel on Sydney Street, next to that karate shop which used to be the Co-op chemist.
There's never a club there, is there?
It's not been open long. There's a skip full of hymn books on the pavement.
What kind of club?
Don't know, never been.
Till now. We'll go tonight.
You have to pay.
Casework expenses. Mrs. FW will collect the ticket.
Tab, actually, and you pick it up. Never mind.
About 8:30, suit you?
It's my history of the welfare state night.
Just come tonight. Food and drink on me. That chapel, a nightclub. Can't believe it. Me man were a Methodist, primitive.
Keeping up the tradition, I see. By the way, what are you going to do with all this cash?
Client's money. Every precaution must be taken.
The bank?
Ma'am, sideboard, bottom shelf, foolproof. Normally, I don't do clubs. But this 56 place was different. Maybe it was the Methodist past lingering on in the dark corners, the cold, icy fingers of the pure in heart brushing against us lot out to enjoy ourselves, reminding us it was all dross and mammon.
Dross and mammon? Pass me the bread, Mr. B. Do you like my new dress?
I can hardly see anything, actually, but it looks all right.
Thank you, sir.
For Halloween.
Thank you.
It's a bit skimpy, Miss Duggan. John Wesley would not approve.
Well, I don't like his salmon. What do you think of the food?
My soup was all right.
So we heard. Borscht.
So am I. It's been a long day.
No, it was borscht. It's a thickly blended East European beetroot. Oh, never mind.
So gloomy in here.
It's the atmosphere. Have some wine. Take that anorak off. Relax.
What are you having for seconds?
Paprika goulash with Maggi sauteed potatoes in thick cream. You?
Mushroom omelette.
Climb every mountain. What are we doing here, work-wise, I mean?
Looking round. Leads, clues.
In this light, have I taught you me, Panya?
Those book matches, Tracy, I'm sure someone's trying to tell Mrs. Forbes Willoughby something.
Not the only one.
What do you mean?
There's a person at the bar waving at us through the gloom. Don't turn round.
What's up?
Journey Smallworth. We were on the same work experience in the fifth year, firework factory. Say goodnight to a quiet evening of detective work. She's coming over. Heavily.
It's Tracy Duggan, isn't it?
We think so. Visibility's a bit poor in here.
Isn't he quick, your friend?
Not very often.
I like your frock. Very summery. Aren't you going to introduce me?
This is Stephen, my boss, actually.
Oh, yes?
I thought you were at Kramer's Quick Kitchen.
I was. But this Kramer came all a la carte with me one quiet lunchtime. I don't mind older blokes, but Kramer? I mean, he was in the war.
Is any chance of us dinners?
It's on its way. Do you like it?
What?
Food here.
Try us with some and we'll let you know.
It's very unusual, isn't it? For round here, I mean. It's him, you see.
Who?
Tibor, the owner. Hungary, you see.
After you, Miss Duggan.
Aren't we all?
Weird.
Not really. I've only had a bit of tongue at my mum's all day.
One of these refugees. No one ever sees him. We don't know where he lives.
Is there any chance of a dried biscuit?
Would you like to try the bull's blood?
A pot of tea for two old girls, dear.
Better get your food, then.
That'll be really nice. I'm faint from lack of nourishment.
I do like that frock. I can get the heating turned up if you want. I'll go and see if the food's ready. If you and your boss would just like to wait.
think she's trying to tell us something.
She's got you down as my sugar dad, that's all.
She must be joking.
In that anorak, she must be. But did you get the rest of it?
What?
The restaurant, Tibor, 56, the food, the music.
What music?
Wake up, Bartok. It all fits. This Tibor's a fugitive from Stalinist tyranny.
Is he?
I think we ought to meet him.
He's dead. 1 million people filed past his coffin.
I think for once you're right.
How do you mean, for once?
This place has got everything to do with those tenors Bone China Beryl's been getting. We're on the trail. Fancy a mazurka, Captain?
I'll just stick to an omelette, Tar.
It's a dance. You've got some major gaps under that cap.
Take care. You're only on approval.
This Tibor, how are we going to find him?
24-hour observation on this club. You can do it, but not in that dress.
One paprika and one mushroom omelette. Bon appetit!
Is that extra?
It means have a nice meal.
Be nice if we could see it.
It wouldn't.
I fell asleep in the taxi, and it wasn't the bull's blood because I stuck to red wine all night. I'm not one for high living. It's the Methodism. And we had to wait 45 minutes for us puddings and some vicious coffee called Wesley's Revenge. I awoke to me mam.
You still on with it then, detecting?
Plenty of business. We're doing well.
That was business, was it? Last night's noise?
Overtime, one of the drawbacks of the job.
I must get that ladder fixed.
I'd best get going, mam.
I've still no idea what it is you do.
I've explained it before.
Yeah, but what do you make?
I make people happy. It's a service industry. It's all service industry now.
And what was being served last night?
I'm not sure. Mine went inedible, I know that.
You're not leaving that gherkin, are you?
This lady, you see, she's got this very strange package through the post.
You don't do ladies, you, do you?
Cool's done, loaded, big dogs. You should have seen the bathroom, it was like being in space.
Whatever would your dad have said?
Me dad?
You know what he were like, vis-a-vis that lot.
Don't you start. Tracy's still waving that flag.
Why should you have to go to a nightclub?
I was looking for a lead.
Did you find it?
There was a mysterious Hungarian involved. Money, Methodists, quite a story. But I've no time now, ma'am.
I knew some Hungarians.
You what?
When I was 15. Me and Betty Rowley were great friends with them at Hostel.
Hostel?
Well, they all came over here after that rising in, 56. Very nice lot of people. Very fair-skinned lads.
I didn't know this.
Well, the town took them in. They were put in hostels or stayed with people. Tibor did that.
Who?
Definitely don't keep beyond the jar. Gherkins.
Did you say Tibor?
Betty were crackers about him. Mind you, we were smoky and full of muscles and we were so young and dead carefree. He had such a lovely silent way of talking. So foreign and mysterious. It takes me back. You see, Stephen, life wasn't always like it is now. A grey, flat pavement. Once it was a case of flash and speed and tomorrow. You can't believe that, can you? Looking at this woman now. This battered man.
I'm nearly in tears.
Where do they go to? The days. Find that out for me, Mr. Sleuth, and you can have my fee.
My. Who did this Tibor stay with?
I can't remember. It's 30 years and more now. You'll have to ask Betty, she'd remember.
Do you know where I can find her?
She were doing dinners at Carstairs Comprehensive last time I saw. She were on danger money, she said.
Food?
No.
Kids?
Staff?
The puzzle is coming together. One day it's a blank wall, next moment, sesame. The path glitters ahead.
Your words have not been the same since you left that pit, Stephen.
See you later, ma'am.
What do you want for your tea?
Fillet steak, please, with lightly boiled potatoes and green French dwarf beans.
Hazlitt it is, my ex-miner's son.
There was this thing at the pit. Never go back. It's the same with school for me. I once went back to mine to see Miss Shenstone, the English teacher. I liked her. Trouble was, I had to go and meet the deputy head, Michelson, right at the bloody gate, and he says to me, "Hello, laddie. How are you getting on underground?" I've never been back. And Miss Shenstone's dead now anyway, and school's had two fires. When I got there, Carstairs Comprehensive was having its dinners.
Me and your man was very good mates, you know, years ago.
She said.
Didn't you used to work at my Harper's Pit? Don't come too close, you've no helmet on.
Well...
Of course you did. Put that treacle sponge back. You have to watch Schnaffler, head of maths.
Actually, Mrs. Johnson...
You'll have to speak up. This pudding sets them off like fireworks.
It's about the past that I've come. About when you and my man used to visit the Hungarians. About Tibor.
Tibor? She told you about him, did she?
Do you ever see him nowadays?
Not now. We, if only... Such a nice lad. He'll be grey now, like me. One spoon only, you thieving... And no bottom lip, sunshine. There'll be no extra custard. Seconding job, is there? What's all this about?
It's very important.
In any trouble, is it, ever?
When you knew him, where was he staying?
At this big house in the country. And three buses to get there, I know that.
7, 11, 32, I know the feeling.
I was mad for him. Well, it's like that at 16, isn't it? Whatever happens, eh? I used to sit outside that house in the dark, just waiting for him. This young rich couple. Can't remember the name, but it was one of those How Now Brown Cow names.
Forbes Willoughby.
Sounds gold-plated. He was very unhappy there, I know that. She was ever so nice to him. Quite mothered him. I think that was it, you see. She had to be of her own. But the mester couldn't stand him, and it was mutual. She ran away in the end. Stole some money and ran away. I never saw him after that. My man said he was big trouble. Alien, she said. I was to keep away. All water, isn't it, though, now? What do you want, raking the ashes of my life?
Stole some money.
Quite a lot, they said. They never got him for it, though. You're not the police, are you? No, not in that blaze, you're not. Life's funny, isn't it?
Flash and speed and tomorrow, you mean?
I do. It might have all been different. Tibber boats forever. I got Arthur Johnson. Pitman.
It were terrible, that. I thought they might have been able to get to him. It were like that in that pit. If it wasn't water, it were rockfall.
Ah, well. You're well out of it, aren't you? Detective, you don't kid me.
Tar, anyway, it's been very useful.
You'll need this cloth. Your jacket.
Custard.
Afraid so. Shouldn't have come so close. Deputy Ed. Like a broken windmill he is with his puddings.
Something's different in the office routine.
You're not shouting.
That's right, I'm not shouting. There's no music.
It's Tuesday, Boulez. Silence on Tuesdays. You look flushed.
Because, Miss Tracy, I think I may have cracked it. Ready? Mrs. Forbes Willoughby and Tibor, our Hungarian club owner, are...
Known to each other. Don't tell me.
How did you know that?
Intuition.
This Tibor lodged with the Forbes Willoughbys when he came here as a young lad in 1956, after the revolution.
Spontaneous nationalist reaction of the workers. Hardly revolution. They didn't get on, did they?
I prefer you with music. No, they didn't get on. At least Tibor and Mr. F.W. didn't. So Tibor left. He also took some dosh that didn't belong to him, didn't he?
How much?
Not sure, but it just could be...
Two patio doors worth?
Right.
So where does that leave us?
It means we've got our motive.
He's paying it back, paying his dues.
Something like that.
After all this time. And why doesn't he tell her he's doing it? What's with the mysterious matches?
Many questions, Miss Duggan. Only one person can tell us that. We must find our Hungarian.
Done it.
We'll start with the street directory.
Here's his address and phone number.
How did you manage that?
Went back to the club, had a chat. Bound to be someone who knew him. Dishwasher did. An old Polish bloke on £1.20 an hour. There's Eastern Bloc loyalty for you.
Very good thinking. Top marks. Let's give him a bell.
Don't waste your money.
It's local call. We can bear it.
I rang him an hour ago.
I hope you were discreet, polite, well-spoken.
I was nearly servile, but it wasn't much help. He sounded very nervous, frightened. Said he didn't want to discuss anything at all. He hasn't done anything wrong, has he? I mean, giving money back isn't an offence, is it?
True, but our client needs an explanation. She needs reassurance. That's what we're being paid for.
What do you suggest?
I think I know what'll persuade him to talk to us.
Not fisticuffs, Mr. Blackburn. Your wrists are too limp for all that sort of thing.
A little party is called for.
Sounds promising. Where?
On the premises. Nowhere else.
You can't have a party in this rabbit hole.
Start phoning Friday week, 7 o'clock.
Who's coming to this party, then?
Start with Mrs. Forbes Willoughby, the Lodge Coolsden.
Harrods will not come to the co-op.
She'll come. We've got the answer to a problem. My mum will come, too.
Your mum? I thought it was never mixed domestic with business.
7 o'clock, Friday week, and here's the rest of the guests.
Oh, this lot. What's it to be? Tea and biscuits or wine and cheese?
Wine and cheese. These are adults, Miss Duggan.
I'll wear that dress again. It's funny. But sometimes I enjoy it here. I feel quite proud, really. Investigation. You feel you're getting things done for people. Anyway, it's better than the firework factory.
Go steady, you'll disturb the sediment.
We've only got 2 bottles, Mr. Blackburn.
It's proper stuff, dinner wine.
But there's a lot of people coming, if they all turn up.
They'll come. Spread those twiglets out.
Stephen?
Here it is, domestic.
You should do something about those stairs.
Come in, you're the first.
I brought some sandwiches, egg and cress. Won't offend anybody with a non-meat fad.
Sit down, Mrs. Blackburn. Drink?
No, Tara, I'm Wesleyan. I brought me flask of tea.
I'll have one, I think. We can't say it's me.
Tracy, this is a party, not a staff function.
You can't have a party in this rabbit hutch.
1-0, Mr. Blackburn.
Is this it? I can't stay long. I've my karate a date.
Becky Rowley!
Martha Sedgley.
Well, I never.
Oh, isn't that touching?
Considering the Met last week down the market, it's amazing.
I brought some tarts.
White wine, Mrs. Johnson?
No, love, treacle and jam.
What do you think to the boy detective, then?
Hasn't he done well?
Snooping. He gets paid too. What a world.
That's a lovely blazer, Stephen.
You shouldn't have said that.
It's Barathea, this kid.
Too late.
What's all this in aid of, then?
A little party, he said.
When does it start?
What's your assistant doing in that black nighty, Stephen?
It's like a rabbit hutch in here, isn't it?
2-0!
I'm looking for Mr. Blackburn.
In here, please, Mrs. Forbes-Willoughby.
Have we to stand up, Stephen?
What an awful lot of stairs.
Come in, sit down. Oh, no dogs, I see. I'd put these old flares on.
A drink, your ladyship?
That depends what it is.
Wine, sort of, British and blended.
Totally undrinkable, not a spark of summer in any of it.
All the more for us November folk, then.
Tracy, lay off it.
I wonder if you could possibly explain why you've invited me at such an odd hour of the day to this rabbit hutch.
3-0, May Gray.
A surprise regarding your little problem.
Is this the time or place? I do believe we stress discretion, privacy, Mr. Blackburn.
At any moment now, through that door, a guest will appear who I believe will be able to set your mind at rest regarding the mystery package.
Always one for drama, House Stephen. Egg and cress, Your Highness.
Well now, how kind. Egg and cress.
Why if he doesn't come? Starling's revenge.
Tracy's on one of these schemes. 2 A-levels, but still got a lot to learn.
Impudent little frog, I must say. You're full of surprises, Mr. B.
Good evening, Mr. Blackburn?
Nearly, I'm his mum. He's the one in the blazer.
I'm his assistant.
Pleased to meet you.
You must be our mystery Hungarian, aren't you? We spoke by telephone. I liked the food, but I couldn't see anything.
Tracy, put that bottle down now.
Well, I'd never have believed it. You, after all these years.
Everybody know everybody?
I do not know this man.
But you do, doesn't she? Tibor.
Let me refine your memory. Tibor Kurensky, from Budapest I have come to England, 16 years. I do not speak very well English.
Oh, I can smell that hayfield now.
Steady on, Betty, these youngsters.
I know what a hayfield is, Mrs. Blackburn.
Young Tibor. Is it really you?
Yes. Many years have flown like tumbling waters under many bridges since I was first up your doorstep.
What a lovely
turn of phrase, yes, hasn't it?
Twiglet, sir.
Not now, Tracy.
Bert is dead, you know.
I did not do this. You see, I wish to make amends to you. To say I was sorry. To show I remember your help to a poor refugee by. I should not have taken your dosh. I was so lonely then.
You think I'm going to cry?
Have an egg and cress.
But why didn't you come to see me? And why have you waited so long, Tibor? Why?
Because before he didn't have any money, did he?
The adolescent, she is right.
How did you know that, Tracy?
Because I'm a detective, adolescent.
That dishwasher told you, didn't he?
Came into a little cash, opened a restaurant, made the egg rub. Right, Mr. Kurensky?
Repeat, she is closed.
Not the old duck.
I take the lump. Go into cuisine.
But why didn't you write? Let me know all this.
You, I wanted to see how well I was done. To see my place. Number 56.
I can recommend the borscht, but bring your own torch.
I did not like to be facing your Bertie. After so much trouble.
Poor Bertie. This is so upsetting. I get so lonely, you know. So very much alone.
That's the way it is with widows, love. See us then down.
These Japanese saunas have got a lot to answer for.
Please, we all go to my club. We can't amuse ourselves in the rabbit hutch.
4-0, Blackbonio. Give in, submit.
My old flame and my lady will look after me. You must come to my club. Eat on guardian. Chipsy music.
Is that what it was?
Anyone like a lift on my motorbike? Mrs. Blackburn, shame your son.
Why not? I'll drive.
Flash, speed, tomorrow, ma'am, like old times. Take care.
Betty, you must come in my car. Elizabeth, we must talk of those times. Swords made bodies.
Oh, go on, then. Get out here, you'll have to wait.
If Groves comes, tell him to wait, Mr. Blackburn. I may be gone some time. The past is a far country, but a traveller can return.
Satisfied, customer? See you later, then, Biro.
Biro?
Hungarian chap. Made a million. Mind, he moved to Paris afterwards. See you at the 56.
It's two buses, Tracy. Just for Borst.
Have you seen my goggles?
You've got them on, Biggles. Close the book on another case. Prepare the invoice. It's expensive, do. Still, the lady can run to that. It's a sad story. The past is a far country, but a traveller can return. Must make a note of that. Oh, I think I'll call it a day. Settle for a quiet evening. Oh, I detest egg and creche.
In A Case of Making Good, Fine Time Fontaine was Stephen Blackburn and Judy Flynn was Tracy. Also on the case were Rita May, Vanessa Rosenthal, Lorraine Peters, Lucia Larotonda and Robin Polly. The Blackburn Files was written by Ian McMillan, Dave Sheesby and Martin Wiley and produced for BBC Northeast by Dave Sheesby.
Save big money at Menards. October is Fire Safety Month. From smoke and carbon monoxide alarms to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are perfect for your living spaces and doubles the detection and protection. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money at Menards.
Redundant front pit. Mr. Blackburn. Calls off now. Steve. Got your lump sum? SJ. And a hat. Bought out Mr. Stone, currently in Ingermills. And here you are. Plus one Tracy Duggan. On a trading scheme. Sharp but erratic. Fatal combination in this game.
The Blackburn Files. With Fine Time Fontaine as
Stephen J. Blackburn. Discreet inquiries undertaken.
Episode 2. A Case of Palmer Violets.
Stephen, what are you doing? Come away from that mirror, your breakfast is ready. Didn't you hear me shouting?
I wish you wouldn't keep barging into my room. A man's got to be private. I'm 28.
Shift those Airfix models then if you're 28. And what's that on your head?
It's from Co-op, this. Real feathers, golden pheasant.
Well, it doesn't go with them pyjamas. Why can't you get a proper job?
I've got a proper job and a proper hat.
I don't know why you can't be like...
Ken Johnson, he's got his own little business, doing well.
Ken Johnson, he's got his own little business, doing well. He cleans windows.
Little windows?
Are you coming down? Your breakfast is waiting.
Fruit and fibre, sprinkling of bran, fresh Californian pulped orange juice.
White pudding and a mug of tea. And you're not eating in that hat.
It's been quiet these past few weeks. Ominous. Stone, who had this business before me, warned me about the low-key times. Don't get downcast, kid. They'll come knocking in the end. Maritals always keep you in the black. There's no close season in the coupling game. The human tapestry unweaving. My assistant, Tracy, she's got to have her sounds. She rarely gets in before me. Must be the supervisor's day to visit. Schemes.
Love the headgear, Geronimo.
I've told you, down else off.
It's Mozart, this. Sublime genius. Dead at 32. Pauper's grave.
La la music. I'm not surprised. You were lucky to get that far.
You've a customer.
Client. They are clients. This is not a fish shop.
Mrs. Betty Shuttleworth. This is him, Mrs. Shuttleworth. No laughing.
Morning to you. Coffee, Tracy, please.
Two lemon and barley's it is. Won't be a minute. Come on, Wolfgang.
There should be coffee. There should not be Mozart. Now then, how can I help? Jean, isn't it?
Betty. Well, it's difficult. I don't know how to begin.
I assessed Mrs. Betty Shuttleworth. She was a big woman in a brown two-piece suit, mail order. 34 weeks at 129. Age, 45, approx. A shot too much makeup. Enough rouge for 7. Purple mouth, emulsion brush job. And the room was awash with... Palmer violets. She was near to tears. The purple trembled in a thick line.
I'm not used to confiding, you see.
Mrs. Shuttleworth, don't worry. There's no hurry. We've all the time in the world for our clients at Blackburn's.
You are confidential.
Definitely.
Discreet.
Almost top secret.
Only I've never been to one of you before. I did once have my fortune told.
Ah, the dreaded future.
Blackpool, 1959.
Any good?
Gypsy Rosa O'Flynn, nothing special. Happiness and sorrow, you know. And our Irene went to a faith healer once. Bad back.
Not a very good advert for a faith healer.
No. She had the bad back.
Of course she did.
He was above a shop like you. Rather tawdry, actually. I didn't mean...
Sorry about the mugs. Shall I hang it, the hat?
Thank you, Miss Duggan. Leave us.
Well, it's game, isn't it?
This is a little bit private, actually. Go for a walk round.
Yours is the one with the bleaching, Columbo.
Sorry about that. She's a government scheme. Tragic.
It's my husband, you see. He's been acting different. Funny. Strange.
Grown a beard, you mean? Different clothes?
Oh, no, nothing like that. It's just that quiet. That's it. That's all he says. We hardly speak.
Sorry. Go on.
We used to talk. Go out together. Fridays and Saturdays. Sundays we might go for a run. Ilkley. We're very fond of Ilkley. But not now.
Yes. There's often that bit of a breeze on top.
Oh, something's terribly wrong, but I don't know what it is.
Do you, have any ideas what could be wrong?
Other ladies, you mean?
Well, now, far be it from me.
Oh, no. I don't even like to think about it.
Well, are there any little clues you're not telling me about? Cinema tickets, hankies, lipstick, any stains, as it were, so to speak.
Don't you want to take that hat off?
Pardon?
It's very dated, isn't it? Those feathers.
So you can tell me nothing to help with inquiries?
Well, there is one thing. In his sleep sometimes he repeats one phrase. I can't quite make it out, but it sounds like clean teeth.
Clean teeth? Really? I'll make a note.
I need to know what's wrong. If it's the worst, I still need to know. I love Frank, you see, but... Well, this man I'm with now, this Frank, well, he's like a stranger. Please help me, Mr. Blackburn.
Tears trickled into her lemon and barley. I felt sorry for her. Dangerous. Sentiment. No place in this game. Stone and warned me. Keep your distance, kid. You're a tech, not an agony aunt. I told Mrs. Shuttleworth I'd put a tail on her life partner and meet her in the town tomorrow for a progress report. I told her not to worry. She left, trailing a violet slipstream. I watched her cross the road past the piano busker on his sixth shot that morning at Heidelweiss. Just a straightforward marital. One of life's certainties, infidelity, Stone said. Like seaside rain. He should know.
There's no S in reference, Mr. Blackburn.
You what?
No S in with reference to your letter.
Have you ever read out like this?
And are all these exclamation marks necessary? Dear sir, exclamation mark.
These files are stone. It's fascinating. March 1959. Consulted Mr. J. Agitated, rambling, jealous and boiling. Followed Mrs. J. to Preston. Train fare £2.19 and sixpence. Suspect met elderly woman in bath chair. Returned to base.
He gives me the creeps, that Stone. Like a mollusk. That's with a C.
Fascinating life he led. I wonder how he's getting on in Ingermills. What's a mollusk when it's at home?
Client, Mr. B.
Get it then, your reception.
Did you know women in France didn't get the vote till 1944? It took a war. Mrs. Blackburn, come in.
Where's Edgar Lustgarten then?
Edgar who?
He always explained it nicely at the end. In black and white. Oh, you're too young to remember.
Ma'am, I'm working.
And I'm shopping. Bologna or elder for your tea.
I'm with your charcuterie, Mrs. B.
I prefer honey roast ham. Now, will you let us get on?
What were Betty Shuttleworth doing here?
How do you know?
Those Parma violets. She always went for that smell. Makes me wretch personally.
Mother, look.
Money trouble, is it? Fancy coming to you for that.
I can't betray her confidence. It's a discreet business. I have to respect the client's privacy at all times. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. What do you know about Betty Shuttleworth?
Betty Roberts's was. Decent enough, lass. Married a scurrying mouse. Frank Shuttleworth. We used to go dancing above Co-op, the four of us. Eh, your dad could turn a toe in those days. The Arcadian Hall. The Sikhs have got it now for a temple.
This Frank, bit of a ladies' man, was he?
Tout if he had the energy. He only married Betty because he couldn't make his own gravy.
Fascinating.
That's very helpful, Mrs. Blackburn. We're building up a picture of the situation. It's a marital dish, you see.
Tracy.
You have to get both sides.
Marital, is it? Well, her Uncle Tommy came back shell-shocked, I can tell you that.
I don't think you quite understand, Mrs. Blackburn.
But you've been very helpful.
I know that. I could run this shop while you get a proper job.
Ken Johnson, he's got a nice little business doing well.
Ken Johnson, he's got a nice little business doing well.
You best get going. Market shuts at dusk, I believe, ma'am.
You mark my words, that better. It'll not be bedsheet business.
Lots of following in this job. On the streets, day and night. I reckon I know this town now. And I know how to move and to watch. Notebook mind, like Stone said. Frank Shuttleworth, 52, height 5'10", weight, stiffish. Employment, foreman. Benson's. Hobbies, none. Social life, none. This is Mr. Average Citizen. Birth to death scarcely leaves a mark. Left the house, 08:21. Digital watch I got, 1.99. Made in Java, works underwater, should have had it at the pit. Very useful. 08:25, scuttler to Forest Road. 08:38, alights Forest Road. Crosses main road to Benson's fabrication. Through factory gates, that's that. Dinner hour job, obviously. Stone said they were all at it in their break time. Pies, peas and passion. I decided to wait for the hooter. Found a phone box, checked with the office.
Blackburns, what do you want? He's not in.
That's no way to answer the phone. And I've told you, down, else off.
Oh, it's you.
Of course it's me.
It's folk, this. Traditional. Cecil Sharp found this in Sussex.
I once found 10p in O, but I don't go around singing about it.
What do you want, then?
I'm on the Shuttleworth job. I'll be out all day.
Good. I've some nice sea shanties to listen to.
Listen to me, will you, Miss Duggan? Fix up a meeting with Mrs. Shuttleworth at the Jolly Burger, 4 o'clock sharp. I might have some news for her. It's a lunchtime job, this, I'm certain.
Not what your mater says. Still, have it your way. Meanwhile, back to old England, verse 47.
Time to kill. 4 hours to the 1 o'clock hooter. I walked into town. All changed these days. Cheapos. Everything under a fiver, formerly jewellers. Las Vegas Video. Adult horrors and kiddies, formerly a tailor's. Le Homme menswear. Thin blokes, blue spotlights and silky ties at 55 quid. Formerly Cooper's herbal chemist. Time to kill. Time to kill. Library. Still free. Still warm. And still there, Miss Irene Goddard. Half-moon glasses, bun like a tennis ball. Still writing her final reminders. Everyone a death warrant.
Can I help you?
Just browsing.
Were you in the Marines?
Marines?
Only the blazer badge. My brother was in the Marines. Portsmouth, actually. And you? Below deck?
Below, yes. Deck, no.
Strange. You have that bearing. Even in mufti.
Mufti? Oh, this is Barathea, this kid.
Oh, quite so.
You're not very busy.
Well, there's usually a rush about 11 o'clock after morning soup at the men's hostel.
Right. Well, it's somewhere warm, isn't it?
Well, personally, I'd bar them. It's disgraceful the way they fight for the sun and the stars, like children over the beano. Snatch, snatch, snatch.
I used to come here when I was at school.
That's another problem. Unruly pupils. There was a fourth form group in here last week that wrecked the Renaissance section in 4 minutes.
Sounds like active service in here.
Well, there are certain social hazards. Undesirables. But I do have my serious students as well. That's what makes this job such a pleasure.
You've been here a long time, haven't you?
Do I know you?
Oh, not me, no, no.
Didn't you used to work at one of the local mines?
Not me, self-employed.
I see. Well, the cowboy detective and romance sections are next door, if that's what you're after. Excuse me.
It was right. I did used to come here from school. For topic work. The growth of the coal industry in the 19th century. All our lads in our class did it, barring Tommy Hodgson. He did stained glass windows in East Anglia. As always, that was Tommy Hodgson. But he finished up at Munken No. 1, explosion in 74. Poor old Tommy. Stained glass. Then I saw him. Frank Shuttleworth. 3 hours to Ooter. I saw him go through those gates with my own eyes, and here he was, laughing and talking to Miss Goddard. I got down behind the Catherine Cookson's. I need to get some solid cover.
Why go abroad, I always say. Beautiful. Just look at that.
Oh, it looks very nice.
Beautiful. Babbacombe.
Babbacombe, yes.
Beats Bridlington any day. Spoilt bread, haven't they?
Oh, certainly seems gorgeous. That beach, those lovely trees, plain.
We always go with Simpson's coaches.
No, I meant to...
We'll enjoy it, love. Believe me, there's a cliff railway, rack and pinion job. We'll be on that next week. Just think, Irene.
Oh, you paint such a lovely picture, Frank.
Hell fire. Young floozy, yes. Middle-aged, lonely wife for a weekend, possible. Blackpool, perhaps. But Miss Irene Goddard, I mean, she goes back miles and miles. She knew Carnegie. She couldn't be planning to elope to Devon with a factory foreman. They didn't go together, these two, like chalk and cheese. What can I tell Mrs. S? The wrong wife. She'd never believe me. I got a 15 busy bee back to the office and Tracy. Consultation was required. A female viewpoint.
That's a furrowed brow, Plato. Thought you were on factory inspection.
Don't pay you to think, or call me daft names.
Don't pay me at all, do you?
I do. Well, I will. When they come up with their half, I'll come up with mine.
Meanwhile, one starves.
Meanwhile, one takes messages, doesn't one?
One does. One. One's mam says it's boiled egg tonight. Two, one's message was passed on to Mrs. S. Oh, hey, any progress? Lunchtime lovers, is it?
It's a good one this, you'll like it.
Try me.
He's got a librarian.
What's wrong with that? Books are very nice.
Not any librarian, Miss Irene Goddard in reference in town.
Never. The growth of the coal industry in the 19th century.
You did that too, then?
We all did it. Except for Sally Hodgson. She did stained glass in East Anglia for some reason.
It runs in the family. I'll tell you one day.
So, Mr. Frank Shuttleworth is furthering his studies in the town archives.
Not only that, get this. They're going to Babbacombe next week.
To consummate.
If they've any sense, they'll take the M5. What am I going to tell Mrs. Shuttleworth? I'm meeting her in an hour's time for a progress report. She's a sensitive woman. She might take it badly. All that purple. How am I going to tell her the husband is...
In the mists of amorous dalliance with a middle-aged spinster of this parish from the archives of history.
I could say that. At least you won't know what I'm talking about.
I half expected something like this. Deceit. But Babbacombe...
Aye. It's near Torquay.
It's where we went for our honeymoon, you see.
Oh, don't upset yourself.
He was like an animal in Babbacombe. Oh, I'm sorry.
People were staring. An old man in a red bobble hat was nudging his wife. The coffee machine sniggered at us across the tables. This was terrible. I passed him my handkerchief. Then I saw him. Frank Shuttleworth, the guilty party. He was stood outside, staring in, straight at me. Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, what's the matter?
It's hot.
Oh, use your hanky. Here, let me.
Oh, look, look, I should try not to worry. It'll all blow over. These things do.
Oh, what shall I?
Who?
Frank's lady friend.
There's a big age difference, I can tell you that.
Oh, he's never gone and got himself one of those dolly people, has he? Not my Frank. He faded away on all that business back in 1969.
No, it's your Frank. He's the junior party.
Oh, could I have your hanky back, please?
What do you want to do now?
Well, I'm not giving him up just like that. And they can forget Babbacombe.
What I can't fathom is this clean teeth thing in his sleeve.
I know one thing. I'll hide his top set and that'll stop his gallivanting. You must find out more for me. Follow him, Mr. Blackburn. Follow him.
Next day, I worked out how Frank was doing it. In through the front factory gates and out through the back. Simple. One of his mates must be fiddling it for him. I followed him to town. He passed the Showboat Arcade, formerly the Co-op menswear, on past the women in high heels doing surveys on how to invest your lump sum, and past the piano busker on his South Pacific medley, both tunes. Finally, onto the warm, murmuring library and into the fragile arms of Miss Irene Goddard, Chief Librarian.
Stephen!
Ma'am.
Look at these.
I'm in a bit of a rush, actually.
Chicken nuggets, 15-pound pack. Only 2 weeks past sell-by.
We all need a hobby, and you've got yours.
How's Betty Boop, then? I've just seen Frankie. He doesn't change. Still no sense of rhythm.
I'm just on observation duty.
You're wasting your time. I've told you there's nothing in it. Frank Shuttleworth is sackless.
He were like a wild animal in Babbacombe.
But that only lasted a week, didn't it? Betty told me. Like Sue is.
Is this Blackburn's?
Could be.
Could you turn it down or off?
It's Rube's music. African.
I know. I was there in the army. This was in the charts.
How can I help?
I'm not sure, actually. Is he in, your boss?
No, he's on some case. I'm very lucky. He has to go out a lot on this job.
Oh, is that why you have the music on? Company-like?
I was brought up with sounds. I can't stop now. Can I help you?
I think I'll come back later.
It's because of me, isn't it?
Pardon?
Female. No good at it. You want to talk to a man, don't you?
Well, like...
You don't need to worry. It's 1989. I'm over 18 and I've seen everything. We had a man in here last week with blood on his sandals. I cope, so tell me. We're very discreet.
I know, I've read your advert.
Well then, sex thing, is it?
No, it's the wife.
Oh yeah, you left her, she's left you. Postman's knock, milkman's float, flamenco tutor, bank manager next door, weekend in Ashbourne, parked car in lay-by.
You do see life, don't you?
Someone at her work, somebody at your work.
My work? No, less said.
Do you have a job, Mr. Rare?
No, yes. Look, it's the wife, if you must know.
Right, wife.
I've no idea, till this morning. It's been such a shock. No idea, you see.
It's often a shock. Take it slowly.
Are you his secretary or what?
No chance.
What then?
Partner.
You're on a scheme, aren't you? You're never a partner. That skirt...
I sit here and I ask myself sometimes, where are we women in 1989? I mean, what has been achieved? When a middle-aged oddnop can come in here and sit there squirming and obviously in mental anguish and make cheap remarks about, of all things, what I am wearing, this, my black skirt.
Oddnop?
Old jacket, no prospects.
You're very cheeky.
And you're very upset.
Well, it's wife. I think she's got a fancy man.
Are you sure of this?
I've seen them. They were canoodling in that fancy chip shop in that mall yesterday. I want her following. We've been married 30 years. I'm bereft. It's the age difference. He was just a lad. You can knock your pipe out on him.
Marital it is. I'll put it on the pile.
Is that all marital?
Distress, yes. Broken vows. Could I have your name, please?
Shuttleworth.
Frank Shuttleworth.
How did you know that?
Thanks to chicken nuggets, I lost Frank Shuttleworth. The library was empty, bar Sammy Woolston. He used to be deputy at Shafton. Lost everything in timeshares. Chapel St. Leonard, I ask you. She was there, of course. Irene Goddard, presiding on a stool as she had since the end of the war. We were both waiting for the same thing. Clean teeth Shuttleworth.
Hello, love. How's things?
Frank, I thought I wasn't going to see you today.
I'm not at all well.
Oh, you look awful. What's the matter?
I can't tell you. Not here.
But what about Babbacombe? The sea, the model village. You were so keen.
It's a long way, see.
Oh, you've surely not gone off the idea.
Well, I've had a bit of a setback, see. The wife.
Oh.
And suddenly, there she was. Betty Shuttleworth. Mouth like a purple gash, handbag flailing, a whirlwind of Parma violets, heading straight for the desk. I ducked behind the Len Daytons.
You mucky article, Frank Shuttleworth, after all these years, making a fool of yourself in a public library.
Betty, what are you doing here?
I've not come for books. Is this your fancy piece, then? I'd never have believed it of you.
This isn't a fancy piece. This is Miss Goddard. She's a council employee. Anyway, you can talk, Betty Shuttleworth.
What do you mean?
Coffee for two in that new mall. I saw you dabbing his flannels.
Please, this is the library. Kindly take your domestic disputes home with you.
I will. But first, kindly take this, you pensioner!
And she hit her with this handbag. Miss Goddard fell like a hardback. Her wig flew like a jackdaw into the local studies section.
Like a what?
I told you, didn't I? Frank Shuttleworth can't even change a light bulb, let alone his Betty.
No passion, then, amongst the paperbacks. Shame. What was Babbicombe all about, then?
It was his little treat for Betty. A week on the south coast. He was planning his holiday in the library. Miss Goddard was helping, that was all.
Little treat? No one ever treats me.
Well, he had a good excuse for a treat, didn't he?
How do you mean?
He lost his job.
I knew he had something to hide.
6 weeks back, got his card, got his lump sum. But he didn't dare tell Mrs. Palmer Violet's dairy. It was that damned ashamed.
Oh, that's sad, that. It's very sad.
Quite. It's important to a man, a job. I know that.
Listen to the hunter-gatherer, Protestant work ethic.
Where's the treat coming if he'd lost his job?
He was taking Betty on a little trip, soften the blow. Babbicombe in Devon.
One thing, Bogart, where does clean teeth come into it?
Good question, Miss Duggan. It wasn't clean teeth he was muttering in his sleep. It was cream teas. Devon, get it?
You won't. Not tonight. It's chicken nuggets for you. For the foreseeable future.
Where are they now, then, the happy couple?
On the Exeter bypass, I hope.
Oh, happy ending, Disney. Get your feed, did you?
I couldn't. Under the circumstances. I mean, he's unemployed, isn't he? Be right.
Ah, oh, under that blazer there beats a heart of gold.
But under that silly hat, there's note. Come on, chicken nuggets. For three.
Oh, that's very nice, Mrs. Blackburn. Thank you. I'll not say no.
I wonder about you, Tracy.
How do you mean?
Bright, attractive lass. You could do with some catalogue stuff, mind. You're like Cinderella in those.
You don't understand, Mrs. B. We constantly reinvent ourselves these days.
Can you do what we are, Stephen, then?
Ma'am, get on coach. I'll catch her up later. I've got some paperwork to do.
Come on then, love. Are you any good with deep fat fryers? Only Fanny Craddock here bust it last week.
It's a tricky day. Being taken for a toy boy. Almost got lamped in the library. And Miss Goddard getting smacked and turning out bald. This job can be dangerous. No wonder Stone got out when he did.
Still, a little aperitif is called for, Stephen. A can of root beer goes with the job.
Oh! I'd neither drink this stuff in films. Now, let's see what's going on in the outside world.
This is your paperwork, is it?
What you come back for?
Actually, Mr. Blackburn, I wanted a little word about me future.
On-the-job training for 18 months more, then we'll review the situation.
Who says I want to stay here, Steve?
I do.
I've had an offer from Arsandra. She's in the City of London.
Stocks and shares?
No, mainly vol-au-vents and tuna salads. They deliver nice food on motorbikes to desk-bound executives.
Meals on wheels.
Our Sandra says it's very popular.
You don't want to go down there.
Give me one good reason why not.
Because, well... Because I want you to stop here with me.
Do you mean that, Stephen?
You'd never afford London. You'd have to live in a dormobile with 18 nurses from Dunfermline.
And I thought you meant it.
I do mean it. You've got a flair for investigation.
Have I really?
Yes. You're good. Intuition. Woman's touch. Notebook mind. One day, all this could be yours. Fixtures, fittings and goodwill included, but not the electric fire. It's from me mam's.
Actually, it's interesting work. When I tell people what I do, they're right impressed.
It's same for me. After doing coal all these years, this is a totally different carry-on.
You mean you can wear a hat without a lamp on, Mr. Blackburn?
So you'll stay, then?
What I like about working here is the people. You learn so much. Human nature, life. I mean, look, it's all in here. The Chronicle. Every night. Old lady, 73, living 10 floors up, waits 5 days for help as her little dog Snowy scratches at the door. Disabled teenager, Roy, 18, hopes for stardom as rock drummer in New York or Rotherham. Pensioner, Arthur, 74, sells his dad's George Cross to buy food. Housewife, Mary, 32, poses semi-nude in dress shop window to raise money for multiple sclerosis unit. All these little people with their little lives, problems, pain and passion. Don't you see, Mr. Blackburn, 28, these are our people.
Come on. Let's get going. Forget London, we're in business. Here.
In A Case of Palmer Violets, Fine Time Fontaine was Stephen Blackburn and Judy Flynn was Tracy. Also on the case were Rita May, Christine Cox, Jerry Kersey and Anne Rye. The Blackburn Files was written by Ian McMillan, Dave Sheesby and Martin Wiley and produced for BBC North East by Dave Sheesby.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.